Future Students, der Podcast der Technischen Universität Darmstadt für Studieninteressierte und alle, die sich die Frage stellen, Schule fertig und was jetzt?
Hello and welcome at the Future Students Podcast. My name is Richard and today we will have an English version because today we will speak about an international topic. We are speaking about the Erasmus program and how students all over Europe are using it to study here at TU Darmstadt. Today I have a very special guest, my flatmate Samet. Samet, thanks for being a part of this today.
Hi Richard, also thank you for your invitation. Also I felt so special too.
So Samet, can you please give us an introduction who you are and what you study and where you are from?
Yeah, it's a good question. Who am I? I am Samet Can Çobanlı. I am 23 years old and I am coming from Turkey. Also now I am doing Erasmus in TU Darmstadt as a computer science student.
And how long are you actually studying here?
I came to Darmstadt 4 months ago and I can say I'm studying in TU for 4 months.
Okay, and how long have you already studied in Turkey?
Now actually it's my last semester. So I will graduate after my Erasmus, but I hope, because yeah. I have to pass at the first.
Yeah, and we all wish you good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
So why did you choose to be a part of Erasmus?
Actually, before I came to Erasmus, I had 3 aims. One of them is meeting with the lots of international people and experience the new cultures. And second one, improving my language skills. And at the third one, is the most important one for me, traveling whole Europe.
Oh, that sounds interesting. In how many countries were you actually going?
Until now I have visited 10 countries in 4 months.
Oh, that sounds very impressive. And when you visited already so many countries, why did you particularly choose to have the main course of your studies here in Germany?
Why I choose Germany? Actually, as I said before, I wanted to improve my language skill, and I wanted to learn another language, but actually I couldn't because I'm hanging out with lots of international people in every event or in every place. We are speaking English, so I couldn't. Also, I can say the second reason, Germany is at the center of Europe, so I can travel lots of country from here. Also, in Turkey, we are saying, actually, our grandparents came to Germany maybe 40 years ago, so it's not a so weird phrase for us, so we can go to Germany. It's coming so easily.
Oh, cool. So you also have relatives already in Germany here?
Yeah, actually, I have relatives in Hannover and Mainz. Also, I can say my mother was born in Germany.
Oh, that's actually very cool. And also with Darmstadt, you have a place where you're really close to Mainz.
Yeah.
And with all the universities in Germany we have, why exactly have you decided to go to the TU Darmstadt?
Actually, in my home university, they offer me only 2 options. One of them was the TU München and another one TU Darmstadt. Actually, when I compare with the TU München, actually I prefer Darmstadt. I don't know, that's why. But also it's about my points taking from my home university. I didn't think about I can handle the TU München. But also, my friends told me, you should choose Darmstadt because it's a so nice place. Also, it's a so at the center. You can go everywhere from there. Also, the people who are living in Darmstadt is so friendly. Yeah, you should choose there. And after that, I chose, and now I am happy for that.
This is nice. And also, a big problem we hear from many students is the housing situation here in Darmstadt. Samet, can you tell me, was it easy for you to find housing here?
Yeah, actually, it was easy for me. Maybe I can't say so easy, but as I said before, my friends told me lots of things about Darmstadt. And it was the most important one. I should had apply in lots of student and work and for the dormitories. So I applied so early, and after that, the student work offered me for the our flat. So and we met like that.
That actually fits with my experiences with the Studentenwerk as well. Also for me, it was fairly easy to get a place there in the Studentenwerk because I also applied very early for the Studentenwerk for a home. Also, we often get that it's hard for international students to finance themselves when studying abroad. Samet, how is your situation there?
Before I came to Darmstadt, also we applied to European Community for taking grants, and also they accept me, and now I am taking 600 euro from European Community per month. Also, actually, I am investing a lot. Not a lot, but I am interested in investments. So I had money before I came back. I came to Germany. So also, my parents helped me. Now I guess I will handle the situation. Also, if you didn't have money before came to Germany. Also, there are lots of job offers and you can earn your money. So I want to say to all students, don't worry about the money. Please come to Darmstadt.
And you said like you already live here for 4 months now. So you also made some experience around the city. Tell me, what is the most exciting thing here in Darmstadt for you?
I would like to tell about my one story. Actually, also maybe you know, there was a Heinerfest in Darmstadt.
Yeah.
Also, I want to add, there are lots of fests in Darmstadt. Please come to Darmstadt again. And in the Heinerfest, there was a Apollo. Do you remember? In the entertainment park. Entertainment thing is turning about 360 degree. So when I tried the Apollo, actually I really afraid from that, and I can say it was my most excited part of my Darmstadt.
Yeah, that sounds cool with all our festivals and happenings here around Darmstadt. And now, with 4 months gone away from Turkey, is there something you miss from your home?
Actually, 2 days ago, I watched one reels on Instagram from Turkey, and I could say I cried a little bit because I miss a lot my country, also my parents. Yeah. But at the first, I have to say my parents, I missed a lot. But especially I missed the dishes of my mother, Because also in Germany you can find lots of option, but in Turkey actually we are famous for with our dishes. So I can say I missed dishes of Turkey, especially belongs to my mother.
But being so far gone from home, we also have a lot of Turkish shops here around Darmstadt. Do you think they are an adequate substitution to your home, or do you think they are completely off from your homeland?
Yeah, actually, of course, you're right. I don't want to say bad things for this restaurant, but it's a little bit different from Turkey, because also maybe they are using different ingredients, not the ingredients, but maybe from a different brand. So in Germany, they have to use maybe a German brand. I don't want to say in Turkey, maybe it's a better, I don't want to say these things, but I used to dishes from Turkey, also in Turkey. So still I miss my country too.
So how long are you still here?
Actually 2 months left for me.
Ah, okay. And for you as a Turkish person to live here in Germany, you don't speak any German, so you only had English to communicate. Was it hard for you to only communicate in English with everyone, or do you think it was completely possible?
Yeah, actually at the first I want to say ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen.
That was really good.
Yeah, and I want to continue with the English in English. So actually, yeah, you are right. I can speak German a lot. Actually, before I came to Germany, I expected improving my German skills too, but I didn't have any chance for that because I am hanging out with the international people. So I guess until now we didn't spoken German with my international friends. Maybe in markets I can practice a little bit, but yeah, but also until now I didn't have any problem with that, because if you are living in Darmstadt, you can feel like living in maybe England, maybe Ireland. Yeah, because all of the people 7 to 70, older and younger people, all of them is actually can speak English. So actually I'm happy for that, but maybe I could prefer improving my German skill too. But don't worry about the Deutsch. So you can come to Germany without knowing German.
Also, for learning a lot of language skills, we also have a language center here at the TU Darmstadt, where also all international students can improve their language skills in any language they desire. Also, Samet, with living here for 4 months now, have you found any new friends around here?
Yeah, of course. Actually, I have lots of friends from here. Lots of them from another countries as international students, but also I met with lots of German people too.
We are actually coming to a finish in our podcast.
Oh.
A summit, is there something you would recommend for the future Erasmus students at TU Darmstadt?
Yeah, actually it's the last question, but I can say it's the hardest question. But I can say, I think at the first I want to say actually I would prefer speaking German well, because actually you won't need that, but actually you will prefer, because when you are going to some one place, also maybe they can speak English, but also they prefer their mother tongue. So I can say at the first, please, before came to here, learn German very well. And for the second suggestion, I can say please visited whole Europe, because in every country you can see another things, you can meet with another people, new culture. Also at the final one, please be friendly and don't be shy. Also maybe you don't trust your language skill, but in Erasmus life, all of the people sometimes made a mistake. So don't worry about that, and don't be shy, and be friendly, and live these moments.
Thank you, Samet. And now we are actually coming to the end of the Future Students podcast. Thanks for listening in. Bye.
Bye, guys.